I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Last Sunday, there was an attempted coup in Benin, West Africa. Virgil Wendo serves as the national director of Media Evangelique du Benin, a partner of Trans World Radio. He was in church when he saw reports that coup leaders had declared control of the nation.
And I said, let us pray now. So instead of starting praise and worship, we started praying.
The congregation prayed for the president's safety and for God to give peace to Benin. About 30 minutes later, their fear lifted as they sensed God's spirit leading them to worship. By Sunday evening, the coup was declared over. Wendo says life has returned to normal. For his team at the radio station, that means producing Bible-centered programs that reach listeners in five languages. Pray for protection for their gospel work as they face many spiritual attacks. Meanwhile, in a part of the world where most people run for safety, a small team of Christians in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo is running into danger to bring hope.
The suffering of the people is so huge, and someone needs to be there to be alongside and to give hope. So not everyone is supposed to run away.
That's Pastor James Biensi, founder of Rebuilders Ministries and partner of Mission Aviation Fellowship. A recent surge of violence in Eastern DRC has displaced 200,000 people. Rebuilders Ministries pairs the gospel with meeting people's physical needs. For example,
many churches are being burnt down and destroyed. So we rebuild those, and schools as well.
Please pray spiritual encouragement for Christians serving in DRC. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.